look, the GST, it's been a hot topic right now, and it's yeah. It is one of those things. It's sort of a buzz issue that sort of can make or break political fortunes. So it seems to be such a you know, popular thing. Is it because it affects everyone?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, you definitely, whenever we buy most goods and services, not all, but most, you know, GST is hiding down the bottom there. It was, I think Mike Baird was the one who really brought it back onto the table end of last year, because the Abbott government wasn't really looking at it seriously. And Mike Baird proposed this idea of a 15% GST as a way to raise some more money. And it seems to have taken on a life of its own now.
Well, I think with Mike Baird's popularity in New South Wales, he thinks he can get away with it. He thinks he can propose it and everyone will just go, oh, it's Mike Baird.
He certainly does have popularity at the moment. Whether or not, there are some potential chinks in the armour there with the council amalgamations and a few other things. So let's sort of watch that space. But the GST now seems to be, there seems to be a lot more talk about it getting pushed up at this point.
Now, some Liberal backbenchers have expressed concern on increasing the GST, but what has got them so worried, do you think?
Well, my two cents on this is, you know, it's a way, I mean, from the government point of view, they are staring down increasing deficits.
Yes.
And it's something where they need to find a solution to that. And, you know, even from last year's budget, which blew out, to the mid-year statement end of last year, it had blown out some more and it was looking like things were going to continue to get worse. And that was even before we've seen during January the massive drop in, like the continued drop in oil and iron ore prices, which will have negative effects for the budget for which is coming up. So they need some solutions to this. They don't seem to be getting it, the savings through the Senate. So potentially this is a way to deal with some of that issue.
Well, I mean, there's been complaints that the GST is an aggressive tax. It affects, you know, sometimes the poorest more than the wealthiest. But is that necessarily the case? I mean, the wealthy spend more, so they're going to be paying more in GST, whereas the other way, they don't.
They do. I suppose it comes down to what they spend on and also a proportion of what they do. They may be able to save more, which then, you know, as a proportion of what they're doing, they're not spending as much, you know, as a bigger percentage of their income on certain things. Also, there are certain things at the moment which are held out, which they may well spend more on. So healthcare, childcare, various things like that. So it may, I mean, you're right in terms of it's regressive. It also, it depends on what's held in and what's held out of it, because there are certain exemptions which, you know, back 15 odd years ago were causing some headaches as to
what is,
whether a fresh chicken or a cooked chicken attracts GST. And look, at this point, we seem to have got pretty comfortable with
what's in and out. But I did read today in the paper that there's been suggestions that just broadening the base would actually satisfy enough and increase the tax enough rather than actually increasing the percentage.
Yeah, I mean, so broadening the base means, you know, you will start to attract GST on items which currently aren't attracting GST. Now, and that may well be part of the solution to it. But again, you'll see people going, okay, when we're paying for something, we're now paying GST on something which didn't. They're caught in a difficult situation because on one hand, they do need to make adjustments to what's going on with the budget, because, you know, we can't keep going down this track of ever widening deficits.
Okay.
That will cause problems down the track. But by the same token, they've been saying this is a spending issue, not a revenue issue from the government point of view, but this is increasing will increase taxes. And whether or not they could say, well, it's not a new tax, we're just changing the rate, or we're broadening the tax and that's not really a new tax, you can see how the opposition will run with that whenever the election happens to occur this year. The other side of it, and we've seen a lot of discussion about it over the last 18 to 24 months, and we talked about it last week, is this idea of fairness, and especially when you see multinational corporations minimizing their tax in Australia. Mm. You've seen a large number of corporations do it. I mean, even 2 days ago, it was reported that McDonald's, of all organizations, is offshoring. They're managing to send something like $390 million a year through Singapore, reducing their tax bill onshore.
Yeah.
So if you see we're seeing a lot of this press, and the person on the street is sort of thinking, hang on.
Why should I pay more tax when the
company's... We're paying more, and we would be seeing that every time we pay for something, yet these huge corporations are not paying. It's what they're doing is legal, but you know, it's seen to be that they're not paying their fair share. Mm. That's not going to play out well, and you can imagine how the opposition will run with that. So, you know, it's a difficult...
And it's a dangerous year, like you say, election year. Putting the GST back on the table in an election year is dangerous.
And that's the thing. Do they, you know, the timing of the election, I mean, is it... They're starting to run out of time to put the election before the budget. You know, if the election... And I know I'd like to see the election after the budget, because we'd like to see what
they're proposing.
This new government, I suppose you'd have to say it is, what they're actually proposing, because there's been a lot of rhetoric from them, but let's see where their money is.
Yeah. I mean, just one more point that I noted today was that countries such as the UK, in 40 years, they've had a consumption tax for 40 years, and it's been raised four times from about 8% to like 20% over that period of time. Isn't it just fair enough? Like, it's been around for 15 odd years now. I mean, I was never a fan of the GST when it came in, but you sort of get used to it, you know. It sort of just appears. You don't really think about it.
It happens, and it gets built in. And I suppose, you know, to the extent that it's... Look, nothing is for free. And, you know, if we expect government... You know, and this is... Then this becomes ideological, is what you expect the government to do and, you know, how efficient they are. But if we expect certain services and things to be done by the government... That doesn't just come out of thin air. So we are going to be paying for it somehow. So, you know, if this is a way in which they can generate revenue, and just to give you, you know, and give people out there an idea of how much it raises, for the 2015-16 year, company tax was expected to raise $68 billion, while goods and services tax was expected to raise $57 billion. Right. So it does raise a substantial amount of money. For individual, you know, what we pay in... our income tax, that's around $190 billion.
Okay.
So, you know, if that goods and services tax wasn't there, that $57
billion, that's a significant amount of money.
We'd have to find it. You know, if they were going to provide the services that they were providing, they'd have to find it somewhere else.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need to be paying for things. Now, one comment, I was actually talking to a colleague just this morning, and he actually made the interesting observation that is the 15% going to be used as an anchor in terms of we're now all expecting a 15% raise? Maybe they might just go to a 12.5%.
Yes. I was thinking this too, meet in the middle.
Yeah, it's like, well, hang on. We're all thinking it's going to be 15%. It's like suddenly, 12.5%. Oh, we're doing better off than what we expected.
It's what governments do. They make things sound really bad and then they pull it back a bit and make it look like they're doing something really nice for the people.
So you heard it here first.